I'm Paul Gatling, and welcome to another edition of the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report. The latest issue of the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal hit newsstands this week with a cover story on one of the state's newest startups. Now, I know what images that word startup probably brings to your mind. Over-caffeinated millennials in co-working spaces with laptop computers and smartphones wearing out a whiteboard to tap into the algorithms of social media code that will parlay their shoestring budgets into a multi-million dollar buyout. Yeah, that's not what our story is about. One of the state's newest startups is called The Source, and it's a medical marijuana dispensary on Walton Boulevard in Bentonville. The company's path to providing medicinal cannabis to qualified patients could not be further from the startup scene I just described. Roby Brock has an interview with one of the investors behind The Source, Fayetteville attorney Eric Danielson. Also in the new issue, details of a new CEO for Bentonville-based bicycle brand Allied Cycle Works. We've also got a report on Arkansas bank profits and a commentary from University of Arkansas professor Alan Elstrand, who examines Walmart's recent policy change regarding firearms and ammunition sales. You can find all that and a whole lot more in the current issue of the Business Journal. The digital version of the magazine is now online, and you can find that at nwabusinessjournal.com. When we come back, Roby Brock catches up on a few of the state's political headlines with reporter Wes Brown. Stick around for that after the break. You are listening to the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report.
Support for the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report is provided by the Arkansas State Chamber of Commerce and Associated Industries of Arkansas. The Chamber's mission is to promote a pro-business, free enterprise agenda and prevent legislation, regulation, and rules that hinder business. More at ArkansasStateChamber.com. First Security is proud to be only in Arkansas, and it shows in your banking experience. They offer smart solutions for personal and business banking, plus convenient services and community investment. That's because First Security is 100% focused on serving customers all across the state and nowhere else. It's local banking with local commitment. First Security. Bank better. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Legislative candidates are already beginning to make announcements about running for office next year in Arkansas. If that seems like it might be a little bit early, well, it is. Business and political reporter Wes Brown discussed that topic on a recent episode of Talk Business and Politics with Roby Brock. Brown also discussed the resolution filed late last week by Arkansas House Speaker Matthew Shepard to expel Republican lawmaker Mickey Gates of Hot Springs from the State House. 3 months ago, Gates was arrested on felony charges for failing to pay state taxes for 6 years.
We are starting to see some announcements for political races in the state of Arkansas earlier than normal.
Yeah.
And there is a reason for that.
I'm getting a lot in my inbox, and I'm ignoring a lot of them, too.
early filing period is earlier this year because the primaries are earlier this year.
Right.
Why is that?
It's to kind of match it up with the national races and the presidential primaries I think a lot of people hate to the fact that they have to go to the polls more than once. When you can have all these candidates on one ticket and be able to go in the poll at one time, I think it better. Look at the Jonesboro election. You know, when they're held on an isolated time, it's difficult to get people out to the polls. But what drives the election is when you have these big races and those down tickets, you get people out to the polls to vote.
We've got, one U.S. Senate race. Obviously, the presidential will be big, but the Senate race, we've got the four congressional seats. We've got 17 state Senate seats that will be up this time around and all 100 House seats. A ton of judicial races this time around, too. There's been some new judgeships, and there's a lot of retirements going on.
I think you're going to see, I think even one of our representative said she's going to run for a judge. So I think, you're going to hear a lot of interest, and I think the Democratic Party is revving up to try to get its back in the game a little bit and get some key wins like it did last time incrementally. But still, you know, I think it's still the Republican Party's to lose. They still have the strength in the state of Arkansas.
This state will stay Republican supermajority in 2020. I make a prediction on that one.
That's not a hard prediction.
So let's talk about one of the House Republicans right now. Representative Mickey Gates came under a lot of fire. He pleaded no contest to not paying income taxes over a multi-year period. He's not done with all that legal process yet. I asked John Brumman about this in an interview earlier this week, and here's what he had to say.
What are the chances of expelling Gates? Good. I don't think. Matthew Shepard, I've interviewed him, done a piece for your magazine, and the joke was he's just, not the joke, just the thing about him is he's just notoriously cautious. And he will not move unless he's got things lined up, and he's very, very judicious in his thinking. And when I saw that he'd issued this letter, two things were immediately obvious to me. He's found a law that's pretty clearly applicable, and there is. It simply says, you plead no contest, you cannot serve. Well, okay, you got that. Two is, he's lined up the votes. Now, whether he has or not, I think that he has. And instantly, you had Governor Hutchinson supporting him instantly. You know, I think the likelihood is strong that unless he chooses to resign in advance of expulsion, he'll be expelled. I think so. For reasons that under this statute would seem to be evident. And that's what I expect to happen.
All right. So John Brummett obviously thinks that Speaker Matthew Shepard has done a pretty good job of researching the law and probably lining up the votes to make sure.
He's a
cautious guy.
Yeah.
Do you think he'll be successful?
Yeah, I do. I'll read one of the quotes that Shepard said. He said, "It's sad it has come to a resolution, but we must abide by the laws we passed and uphold for the trust of the people of Arkansas." I think that's the issue, because that trust issue has been the issue at the state capitol for a while, with connected to the probes that have been going on corruption and bribery. And I think the speaker just wants these kind of issues to be pushed aside and to focus on the issues. And you got a fiscal session coming up, and those tax issues, those budget issues are going to be coming up, and that would be a distraction during that session.
Lawmakers will meet next month on October 11th to consider Speaker Shepard's resolution. You can, of course, follow that story on our sister website at talkbusiness.net. And finally today, we are less than a month away from The Unexpected. The fifth edition of the Urban Art Project will be October 7th through the 12th in downtown Fort Smith, once again bringing contemporary art to the region in the form of murals, music, and poetry. More details on bands, music schedules, artist lineups, speakers, and other information is available online at unexpectedfs.com. And that is our time today for this edition of the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report. For more stories, interviews, and podcasts, you can follow our daily reporting on the web at both nwabusinessjournal.com and talkbusiness.net. Be sure and like and follow us on social media, too, on both Facebook and Twitter. Until next time, I'm Paul Gatling. Thanks for listening.